From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, June 14th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A group whose members have been affected by severe mental illness in their families say an underutilized program might have helped avert last October's mass shooting in Lewiston. And as Kevin Miller reports, the group is asking the commission investigating the shooting to take a closer look at the program.
Under a progressive treatment plan, or PTP, the head of a psychiatric hospital, a doctor, or a police officer can ask the courts to order someone to undergo mental health treatment. The program is aimed at people who pose a, quote, likelihood of serious harm, but are unlikely to voluntarily follow a treatment plan. And as part of a PTP, a judge can require someone to temporarily relinquish their guns. Former state lawmaker John Nutting, who helped create the law 20 years ago, says those criteria clearly apply to the Lewiston gunman, Robert Card, and other recent homicides committed by people with mental illness.
So our question is, how much longer, how many more cases is going to go on where people do not receive the care they need, and they commit a homicide, and then they plead not criminally responsible. And once you pleaded not criminally responsible, then you're put on the PTP plan.
Groups like Disability Rights Maine have criticized the PTP as coerced treatment. But Nutting and members of the National Shattering Silence Coalition wrote to the commission investigating the Lewiston shootings that Maine should increase funding to the program and seek a Medicaid waiver that would open the door to more federal money. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Somerset County Sheriff's Office on Friday uncovered another illegal marijuana growing operation in central Maine. The bust in Anson led to the seizure of more than 1,700 marijuana plants found growing in a house, a garage, and a barn all on the same property. No one was home when law enforcement searched the property, according to the sheriff's office, who also says it was the 20th such operation it's uncovered in Somerset County since mid-January. Speaking on Maine Calling earlier this week, U.S. Attorney Darcy McKelvey said there are likely dozens of illegal marijuana operations across Maine, potentially with ties to Chinese organized crime. Busts so far have concentrated in central Maine, but have also occurred in York and Washington counties. Dozens of arrests have been made in connection to the illegal growing operations, and federal authorities have moved to seize some of the properties used for illicit cultivation. In other news, Mainers won't only vote on whether to change the state flag this fall, but now have the opportunity to design it. Secretary of State Shana Bellows announced a contest for the design of the pine tree flag. From the contest designs, she will then choose a model flag. In November, voters will decide whether to keep the current state flag with the state seal design or change to the newly designed pine tree flag. At the announcement, state archivist Kate McBrien says it's interesting that the state is looking back to a design that's over 100 years old.
It shows me how much Mainers are very interested in their history and really connected to that historical culture that really separates us from so many other states. We've got a long history that we're proud of.
Flag designs can be submitted online until July 19th and must include a blue star and pine tree on a buff-colored background. And conservationists planted 10 American chestnut seedlings in a Yarmouth field on Friday in an effort to help create a more resistant variant. Once widespread throughout the U.S., the tree was devastated by chestnut blight, a deadly fungus endemic to Asia that was introduced to North America in the early 20th century. Nick Song has more.
The American chestnut is considered functionally extinct, where its population is no longer viable and the plants rarely reach maturity. But Eva Butler, vice president of Maine's chapter of the American Chestnut Foundation, says Maine has one of the highest populations of wild American chestnuts in the nation.
We collect those nuts in the fall and keep them in the winter in a refrigerator to cool them down, and then we start potting them up in February. So what we brought today for the Chestnuts Across Maine project is small seedlings from those nuts from last fall.
The group of volunteers with the foundation planted the seedlings at the Cousins River Fields and Marsh Preserve that's watched over by the Maine Coast Heritage Trust. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nick Song.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, we'll talk about the importance of Juneteenth and find out what's happening in Maine to celebrate the day. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.